civilian trial, acquitted Wednesday of all but one of hundreds of charges he helped unleash death and destruction on two embassies back in 1988. Thank you very much, Mr. Holder. You were wrong. Attorney General Eric Holder screwed the pooch on this one, and I'll tell you why. Coming up on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, as we are broadcasting live from the Mississippi Gulf Coast. The show will be broadcast here for the next couple of days, and Mississippi, as you know, was one of those coastal areas hit hard really by Katrina, and then a double whammy with the oil spill, dealing with that from April of this year all the way through the summer. I've talked to several of the people already in this area who say it's been a rough climb back for the hotels and for the tourists to come back to this area to rent boats, and for the shrimping industry, because there were concerns about the food, as many of you know, coming out of the Gulf. And frankly, they blame it on people in the media saying that so much was exaggerated as to where the oil had hit and what really had happened and where the damage was done. So coming up on our next show, we're going to have a conversation with the governor of Mississippi and a lot of other local folks who make their livelihood on tourism as to what has happened in light of the spill, especially, but also on the heels of Katrina, where they started to bounce back and then found themselves going in the direction they didn't want to go and stopping construction on new homes and whatnot. And all of that's coming your way here on America Tonight. Before we do that, though, as I said, I think a huge story, one that I can only imagine has many of you fired up. I can tell by my mailbox. I had to go in and clean out some of the email. We will get to the emails, I promise you, after finding out about what happened in that case. Remember, that was one of the things that Eric Holder, the Attorney General, promised, that, listen, our civilian courts, our federal courts, will and can acquit in so many of these instances. Justice will be served. So here you go. You have the first detainee, as I said, to actually be in front of a civilian jury, and it didn't turn out as promised. Instead, when you think of what happened back in, it was 1998, actually, to those embassies, the federal jury decided that Ahmed Gilani was just convicted of the one count of conspiracy to destroy property and acquitted on 280 other counts, including one murder count for each of the 224 people that were wiped away, killed in those bombings. The anonymous jurors deliberated for over 7 days. So 36-year-old Gilani rubs his face, smiles, hugged his lawyers after the jurors filed out of the courtroom, and that was it. The judge in the case, Lewis Kaplan, thanked the jury, saying the outcome showed that justice can be rendered calmly, deliberately, in his words, and fairly by ordinary people, people who are not beholden to any government, not even this one. Now, the Department of Justice also put out a press release, too. Matt Miller was quoted as saying he respects the jury's verdict, and they're pleased that Gilani faces a minimum of 20 years and a maximum of life in prison at the sentencing on January 25th. You can bet that a lot of eyes will be on that procedure to see ultimately what he gets, because easily he could get the 20 years. Easily that could happen. Of course, prosecutors said Gilani, and I have to agree with this, was a cold-blooded terrorist. The defense said the opposite, that he was a clueless errand boy and nothing more, just an idiot, a clown who was exploited by Al-Qaeda ops and framed by evidence from contaminated crime scenes, and apparently the jury bought that. So the trial was at a lower Manhattan courthouse, which is, of course, a stone's throw away from where the planes flew into the World Trade Centers, and we've been talking about this, that how can you, number one, think that you could try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the others there for fear of what you would have to do security-wise. So this was certainly a litmus test for the president's ambition of putting other detainees, other terror detainees, like the man I just mentioned, KSM, and four other terrorism suspects that are held at Guantanamo Bay, on trial right here in the good old USA. So Pete Hoekstra, Congressman Pete Hoekstra, and certainly the top Republican, that's his title, on the House Intelligence Committee, is saying that the verdict confirms that Obama's administration's decision to try these Gitmo guys in civilian courts was a mistake and won't work. I'm going to back up Hoekstra on this, because I think that certainly if 20 years is what is meted out, and it could be more than that for Gilani, you heard what I said, the range was. The minimum's 20, could be maximum life in prison. You heard what the U.S. District Judge said afterwards, saying that this is how ordinary people don't have to be beholden to the government. So I'm thinking that the sentencing on January 25th is going to be light. And I have to cry foul on that. Think of the people who were killed in those embassy bombings. It was horrific. If you remember, there's just bodies and body parts strewn all over the place. So what do you say, America, fair or foul? We certainly don't want to shut you out of the show. You know what I like to say, that everyone's invited to the party. It's the best water cooler biz, or water cooler buzz in the biz on the overnight highway. So let me give you the numbers, 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. Also coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we will head to the mailbag. As I said, chock full of a lot of opinions on what happened in that courtroom, and ultimately, was justice meted out? And should other terror suspects be tried here in the United States? At this point, if you watched what happened when Obama was running for president, one of the things that he said many, many times is that Guantanamo would be closed by January of this year. Of course, that didn't happen, and Congress has to approve it, and there would have to be a place to move the terror suspects here to the United States. You'd have to have the cost also put into that, and then revamping a prison. We know that that's been discussed in Illinois. But there's been no approval for that, certainly at this point. And now with the switch in Congress, I think that's going to be DOA without a doubt. But the real question is, in fair or foul, was justice, in your opinion, really served here? Or was it a blunder to try him in a courtroom in Lower Manhattan? I say blunder, you may have a different point of view, and that's fine. I think that we were duped on this one big time. And I can't even fathom seeing Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. They better wrap him up in saran wrap and put a flak jacket every possible place they could put it on his body if they think that they're going to be able to try him in the United States. However, I don't think it's going to get that far with KSM. But what do you think, America? We're going to talk about that. And we're going to hit the highlights, in other words, the odds and ends on the day that's coming up around the bend.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds, It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Appropriate for where we're broadcasting from, live from the Mississippi Gulf Coast. In fact, I was hearing a lot of that earlier in the evening. Kate Delaney hanging out with you in all the nooks and crannies. I gotta say, I'm broadcasting now from a beautiful venue and looking right over the water. It's absolutely breathtaking. Too bad it's not summer, because I guarantee the place would be jammed if people didn't have the fear, I think, of oil and what's in the water and what happened to the beaches, which we're going to get some interesting opinions, I think, in the next day from the shrimpers and from people who make their living selling boat rides and yachts and all kinds of things, and people coming down to play golf at the Fallen Oak Preserve and, you know, you name it, the small craft harbor in Biloxi and whatnot. I can't wait to see what the people have to say. I do know that it was a really, really rough summer, and the headlines did not help the Gulf Coast area. That's why the governor, Haley Barbour, was so insistent on making a lot of appearances on the Sunday shows. You know, I call it the Sunday swirl, where you have the pundits all over the place, from whether it's CNN or ABC or NBC, you know, pick a show, whatever show, and he made a lot of appearances. I give him credit because he raised money and he tried to help as many people as he could get back on their feet. So I'll be interested to see what he has to say now, especially in light of what's come out about BP and, you know, it's the whole thing with the committees and what did they know and what could they have prevented with the blowout preventer, knowing that it wasn't working correctly. There's even some charges and accusations, I guess is a better way to put it, as far as that's concerned. And we'll be doing that in the next 2 days from the Gulf Coast area. Now, coming down to the Gulf Coast, and we will bounce back, by the way, to the trial in New York in a second here. And you can throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791. But coming down, I had talked about what was going to happen and that we would have cameras rolling if anything happened going through security, but it turned out to be the easiest that I've ever gone through security, probably since pre-9/11, to be honest, with the flights that I've taken through all the New York airports and through Philadelphia and some of the big airports in Florida and Miami and Orlando and Tampa. The American Eagle flight was really nothing. Just walk through pretty much the, not the scanner, but, you know, walk through the detector, and that was it. And nothing with the luggage, nothing even with weighing the luggage, any of that kind of stuff. It was a breeze. It was unbelievable how effortless it was. I was very, very, very surprised by that. And I can only think that the flights for the most part would be shorter. So maybe, why would that make a difference necessarily? But maybe there was a different kind of security for American Eagle versus the American regular American Airlines, the bigger jets, going to other parts of the country where the distance might be a little bit longer. So I wanted to tell everybody that right at the top. Okay, and as I said, we're going to shake things up, too, because I did take that flight. When we after we checked the mailbag, I happened to see an interesting article about airline lingo. And what it is the behind-the-scenes, let's say, words that are used to describe passengers and some other things that I think you'll find incredibly interesting. And I verified this with one of my pilot pals who had heard most of them, but not every single one on the list. You know, I'll just give you a little preview here. I'm gonna give you one preview. This is my favorite. When you're at the gate, if any of you are flying to see relatives like Brian in Missouri, like Joe in Texas, you are just a gate lice. You are gate lice, collectively. And what that means is it's the behind-the-scenes word for people who gather around the gate right before you board so that they can be first on the plane. And they'll say things in their little lingo like, oh, the gate lice are sick today. I guess I am gate lice. So often in my life, I have gotten up in big crowds so that I can get on the plane. My reason for being, lice, being part of lice, is because, frankly, with the way people travel now especially, if you don't get up and swarm the gate, you are not going to have any place to put your stuff in the overhead. Because so many people jam their stuff in the overhead, you're going to be out of luck. And if you're flying American or United or any of the other airlines, U.S. Air, they don't give you a freebie when they say you have to check your bag just because you're there and you can't find a place to put it once you're on the plane. Instead, you're going to get charged the full freight, whatever it is, $25, and they're going to take your bag from you and put it underneath the plane anyway. So I think it's more about jockeying for position just so you can have your little tiny space. I'm not a space abuser, but if you're not on the flight pretty quickly, the overheads just get jammed. I mean, they just get jammed. All right, so I promise that we'd kind of zig and zag all over the place and then go back to the Gitmo situation. And the Gitmo situation is simply this, is that Eric Holder and the Attorney General and Barack Obama, I think, were really hoping for I believe they were hoping for a stronger verdict, let's say that, because you had 12 men and women in this jury trial, and as they're listening, they're saying that pretty much by their verdict that they believe that this guy was just a scapegoat for the embassy bombings, and he was the pawn, if you want to call him that, or the fall guy, and that he really wasn't guilty, and the evidence was tainted, so they weren't able to really tie it. See, Galani, one witness said that Galani bought gas tanks used in the truck bomb with cash that was supplied by Al-Qaeda. And that's how the FBI, if you remember, you have to really think back to this story. And that's how the FBI found that blasting cap that was stashed in his room, let's face it, at a cell hideout, and how he lied to family members about his escape, telling them he was going to Yemen to start a new life. Now, the defense for Galani never contested that he knew some of the plotters, but claimed he was in the dark about what their intentions were. So the defense did a much better job, perhaps, than the prosecution, or the evidence just wasn't there in the eyes of the jury. It just was not there. Now, civil rights advocates are saying this is a huge victory because the results of the trial were positive. But I got to say, I do not think it's positive that all those people were killed and that Ahmed Gilani is not a terrorist. He's just a clown caught in the middle of this trying to say that he was a bigger part of it, I think, to his friends, that he was just bragging. In fact, the assistant U.S. attorney in his closing arguments said that this is Ahmed Gilani, this is al-Qaeda, this is a terrorist, this is a killer. And part of the problem is that the government lost one of their key witnesses, and that was a problem. And the day before the bombings, Gilani boarded a one-way flight to Pakistan under an alias. And while on the run, he was in Afghanistan as a cook, as a bodyguard, remember, for Osama bin Laden, later as a document forger for al-Qaeda. This does not sound like a clown to me. This sounds like someone who was in the thick of it. But regardless, he's out of it. There's a good chance that he gets maybe 20 years and not the maximum of life in prison at the sentencing on January 25th because of what he was not convicted on, the 280 other counts. I'm going to say that there's probably a good chance that he does get the minimum in this case. Wow. All right, coming up on America Tonight, I've been actually trying to get to this. There was other things to talk about. You know, I was mentioning my really no action, nothing exciting, no shakedown at the airport that I had in my trip from Dallas to the Mississippi Gulf Coast. What does John Tistle have to say about it? He, of course, heads up the TSA. And he says they're not backing down. The TSA not changing their plans. That's coming up next along with the mailbag.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBlue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit, so get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026, 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I could hear the marching feet.
All right, America, be forewarned. If you get on a plane this holiday season, you get on the plane late, you don't have a seat, you look confused, kind of that deer in the headlight look, and everybody's yelling at you to please sit down, so you're kind of spinning around looking for a seat. They call you a spinner. If you hear the word spinner being bandied about, they're talking about you. That would be the flight attendants. I got such a chuckle out of a little piece that I saw, and I think it was in the Reader's Digest, about airline lingo, and I checked it out with one of our pilot friends that appears on America Tonight, and he verified some of the vocabulary. Spinners worked. He had heard spinners. And there's another word that's pretty common, and he verified that, too. It's called George, and George means autopilot. I'll let George take over. I've actually heard that before. And here, I think, is probably the most hysterical of all of them, landing lips. Ever look around, guys, and you see the woman maybe two rows in front frantically looking for lipstick, and then putting on that lipstick? That's called landing lips, using the lipstick just before they land. Yeah. And then I think my other favorite is working the village. You know what working the village is? Working in coach. So if you sit in coach after you were part of the gate life contingency, rest assured they'll be talking about you. Hey, I'm going to the village. I'm not going to be in first class today. Anyway, thought it was pretty funny stuff, and especially since I just flew a very short flight, but flew, had no problems and whatnot. Other people, though, are having a lot of problems, saying that the pat-downs are ridiculous. We've seen a couple of instances that where people have really gotten upset and said, don't touch my junk and whatnot, and ended up on YouTube. We saw a nun get the shakedown, saw a 2-year-old little boy get patted down. And so some ridiculous things are happening. John Pistol doesn't care what's out there, doesn't care what the buzz is across America. As the new head, really, of the TSA, because he still is pretty new in the job, he's pretty much saying tough darts. Listen in his own words.
We need to ensure for everyone, for for all traveling public that when they get on that plane, they have the high confidence that everybody else on that flight has been adequately screened. We need to have an effective pat-down coupled with the best technology to resolve anomalies discovered during the screening process. So if your question is, do I understand the sensitivities of people? Yes. If you're asking, am I going to change the policies? No.
There you go. I'm not going to change the policies. And that pretty much is the thumbnail sketch of what happened on the Hill, how he responded there. Nothing's going to change unless it's forced to change. And I truly believe that the pilots, for one, if that continues to happen, are not going to have any of it. And we'll see if there's special allowances. Already the TSA said no religious exceptions, so they're saying, no, forget that whole thing. That's not going to happen. All right, back to the heart of the matter, the story that really set me off when I found out that Ahmed Ghalani, a federal jury convicted him of just one count of conspiracy to blow up, destroy U.S. property, and acquitted him on more than 280 counts. We're talking about the bombings of the embassies that killed 224 people. A lot of you have reacted quickly. I'm going to hit some email before we go to the phone lines. 800-259-5791. Bob in New York says, travesty, Kate, travesty, but what did you expect? Joe in Vermont, I can't believe it. That's absolutely ridiculous. However, if they're going by the letter of the law and the jury felt like there wasn't enough evidence and the prosecution didn't do its job, then shame on them. And then this one from your biggest fan is what he's calling himself, and this is out of New Hampshire. He's saying, I think justice was served, Kate. You got to look at it this way. I, too, agree with you. I think Ghalani is much more complicit than what has now happened in this verdict. However, that is justice the way we believe justice should be served, that you are innocent until proven guilty. If the prosecution didn't do its job, then it's their fault, and that's what the jury saw. What say you, America? Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello? Hey, there you are, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, the only thing on the airways right now, Kate, is this stuff with TSA. Especially with the holidays coming up. And you think they made a mistake to where they should have just said everybody goes through the body scanner? No, don't give people an option, because it seems like, this thing is, the pat-down deal is, I don't know, what is it? Is this body scanner just like a regular X-ray machine? Is that what it does? It checks out your skeleton?
Well, it's an X-ray machine where you can see everything. So, in other words, any of your appendages, let's say, that's all shown. And what's happened is there was also concern over X-rays being stored. And then America was told, oh, no, we don't store the X-rays. And then just a day or so ago, some X-rays, about 100 of them, were leaked out thanks to the Freedom of Information Act. So, Don, let's say you go through the body scanner. We got you loud and clear. We know exactly where every bump is, and that's what I think has people so enraged, that it's a very specific X-ray that sees everything, I guess, and the fact that it's out there floating around, too, and the possibility that someone else can see the X-rays.
Well, I'm still a little bit lost here, Kate. It's not like the cartoons where you see the character go behind an X-ray machine and all they see is a skeleton.
No.
You're trying to tell me this is like they actually, somehow this thing actually sees your privates and everything and skin and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, this is unbelievable, Kate. I'm telling you, it's crazy, Kate. And I wonder if McCain or Bush was still in the presidency, if this would be going on. Is this something that would have just been done anyways? Paul Tuttle, it seems like she doesn't give a, she's made a couple of comments where she just doesn't give a crap about people's personal rights, And, you know, besides me and Mark and a few of your callers have just rugged on the Democratic Party as an invading people's privacy, wanting to control people, you know, i.e. a communist wannabe or party, you know, and this is just, this is once again, it's, you know, you can just point out so many different ways where this is just, you know, this is invading people's privacy and all in the name of, oh, you know, this is going to make our planes 100% safe.
Yeah, that's the problem. What you just said there, that's the problem. It is not making it 100% safe. We just had Denny Kelly on, airline safety expert, and he said the bottom line is no one ever wants to hear it. You have to profile. That's what the other countries do. And every time everybody points to Europe or they specifically point to Israel and say how safe LL is, there's a reason they profile.
Well, you know, and then once again, kid, I didn't mean to be so crude last night or depressing, you know, bringing up the, you know, thing that happened, you know, in the movie with Denzel, you know, Man on Fire with the butt bomb, I call it, you know. But my point is, you know, like last night is, somebody wants to do something and they're creative enough, you know. I mean, look at the guys who you know, used airplanes as missiles. We never thought that was going to happen. Who would have ever thought that up?
Never. I never would have thought that.
And the fact that they researched it, they didn't just go, all right, let's fly three airplanes into, you know, into a bunch of buildings. They knew that they knew from the previous attempt back in 93 of trying to blow up the World Trade Center that the explosives didn't bring the building down. You know, it killed a few people back then. You know, and they knew that, you know, hey, we've got to find, you know, we've got to bring these buildings down. I mean, the World Trade Center, that's a symbol of capitalism around the world. The world, you know, everything that Islam is supposedly against, according to these radicals, and so they studied, they found out the structure of the building, that, you know, the architect plans or whatever, how strong the metals were. But, oh, gee, jet fuel will melt that. Oh, okay, let's fly planes into the building, and the jet fuel will melt the frame, and the buildings will collapse. This was calculated, Katie. It wasn't just some by chance the buildings just happened to collapse. They knew
what
they were doing. And it's the same thing, if they, you know, if they want to. And then here's the one thing that's gotten me. I know we're running out of time here. You hear about this, okay, well, if you don't want to go through a scanner, you don't want to get a pat down, you have to take the bus or train. You know? Is that to say that getting on a bus and getting on a train, there's no security to that? I mean, I can't remember the movie that I just saw recently, and maybe you remember it, where they were activating, you know, terrorists all over the country, you know, sleeper cells. And they all got
sleeper cells. So that's it. In a nutshell, sleeper cells is exactly my fear of what could happen I watched that whole series. I think it was on Showtime a couple of years ago. You could have a crowd somewhere for the Super Bowl or wherever, and they would be able to have hooked everything up and coordinated. And we know there's sleeper cells around the country, certainly. And you're right. You made an excellent point. Who's to say traveling by train or bus or any of that is actually going to be any safer? If you go in the subways in New York, some of you listening to me in Connecticut, New York, know what I mean. Certainly at Penn Station, there are a lot of bomb-sniffing dogs. You can see there's beefed-up security. But touche, Don, that's a good point. What about, so you're saying pretty much, okay, so just take some other method of transportation, no problem, and forget about having to fly. Excellent, excellent point. Thanks for the call. It is a debate over the balance between privacy and security. Where do you stand on, you know, that one? One of the lawmakers said, I wouldn't want my wife to be touched in the way that these folks are being touched. But the TSA says, tough tiddlywinks, this is where we are and this is what we're going to do. We can count next.
Cold and flu supplement sale at herbalhealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy flew away elderberry liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Extend your life.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yes, we can count, broadcasting live from the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. What a view I have right now. I know it's in the wee hours, but you can see the pools that are, of course, nobody's swimming in them, but you can see the pools that are beautiful, and then beyond that, the beach and the shoreline. Interested to take one of the trawlers out there with the shrimpers and get the feel for what it is they do and what it was like when things were really isolated along the Gulf, and whether or not they truly are picking up or people are starting to feel like they want to come back to Mississippi, they want to come back to the coastline. They have a big thing that they do, the Parade of Lights, and it's supposed to be incredible, as many areas on the water do these things with a series of boats, and they have a boat parade, and it's supposed to be absolutely spectacular. And usually that kind of event would draw a lot of people down to the Gulf Coast, but because of what's happened with the oil spill, and as I mentioned before, still reeling a little bit from Katrina, will the people come back? All right, let's jump to this version on the road of We Can Count. And there are a lot of ways that Lisa Murkowski can count on her fingers that she's pretty happy about the results of the election in Alaska. She is pretty much the new senator, the old senator, new senator from that state. If you remember, it was all about the write-ins, and she became, we talked about this a lot, she became the first write-in senator, in fact, since 1954. To win back that seat. So this is a little bit of a dent in the Tea Party, and Sarah Palin certainly was pushing for Joe Miller. She was working against Murkowski, but she ended up getting it and ended up winning all because people did the write-in. How crazy is that to think that it's been 50 years since somebody won a write-in campaign? You know, people always make jokes about that. Oh, I wrote in Mickey Mouse because I didn't want to vote for the lesser of two evils, or I wrote my own name in or whatever. But all kidding aside, that's pretty incredible, even for a state like Alaska, especially since Joe Miller had won the primary and she wasn't going to let go. It's an incredible comeback for her. And she ends up beating Joe Miller, who was a political newbie and stunned everyone when he won the GOP primary, but she just would not back down. And she definitely is the nemesis of Sarah Palin. There's no question about it. So here's the scoop, just numbers-wise. Alaska election officials counted the last 714 ballots on Wednesday. They added 272 more to the tally that Miller had and 223 more to the write-ins. Now they determine how many of the write-ins are for Murkowski, but before that count, she led them by over 10,000 votes. Miller had challenged 8,000 plus of the ballots counted for Murkowski, but he still would be behind even if he won every single challenge. So this is the deal. Picture this. Lisa Murkowski gloating, grinning from ear to ear. She declares a victory after flying in from D.C. to Alaska on Wednesday, exactly 2 months after announcing her write-in bid. She said, "It feels a little mind-boggling," and it certainly is mind-boggling when you think that all those people, you know, did the write-in thing instead of just checking the box for the guy they didn't know really too much about, Joe Miller. So it says that people definitely wanted Murkowski. It was close enough, though. I mean, it certainly was not a blowout race by any stretch of the imagination. That's why Miller was in that position in the first place. It'll be interesting to watch him and see what he ends up doing. How about that volcano in Indonesia? We're talking about Merapi, Mount Merapi. The number of people killed by those eruptions now has really climbed because it's been so volatile. A lot of planes not going in and around that area with the ash. It's risen to 275. That's a shame. There were people that lived around there. They tried to get them to evacuate. They didn't go far enough down the mountain. And there were some horrific stories about what happened to people and their houses there. So up to 275. This is a follow-up here on We Can Count on something that we talked about just in a previous show, Qantas Airlines, and what is the scoop with that on those A380s? Because they've got those Rolls-Royce engines, you know, the type of engines that disintegrated on an Airbus Super Jumbo 2 weeks ago. They say they have to be replaced by three carriers, actually, in Australia. Imagine the expense of that. Singapore and Germany use them, and Australia's Qantas, huge. Singapore Airlines and Lufthansa, of course, the German airliner, they also use them. So those A380s are powered by four giant Rolls-Royce Trent 900 engines with a total of 80 engines on each plane. So they're saying they're going to have to do that. But I don't care what it costs. Would you really risk that the plane would be blown out of the sky, especially now announcing and knowing all this? There's no way they can do that. They've got to ground them and fix this. With the Singapore Airlines, they've replaced, they say, three Trent 900s. And slowly but surely, I would assume they're going to replace as many as they can, but the expense has to be absolutely outrageous. And you can pin that all on the leaking oil that caught fire in the Qantas engine on November 4th and heated those metal parts, causing them to just disintegrate before the jet returned safely to Singapore. You know, there was chunks of flying metal that was that fell down from the sky. That's what people described it as. And in the wing of the A380, it caused the pilots to lose control of the second engine and half of the brake flaps on the damaged wing. Now, that's enough description for me to say, forget your Rolls-Royce engine. I think you got to replace it, and they're going to have to pony up and eat it big time. All right, we're going to close Weekend Count with a couple of quick hits here, and one of them is again another story that would be a follow up. So let's take you to the biggest U.S. IPO ever. You know what it is? It's GM. GM, you could own a piece of GM. General Motors pulled it off. They did it big time. It's the biggest initial public offering in U.S. history. They raised $20 billion after pricing shares at the top of the proposed range in response to really big investor demand, so they knew that they could get what they were asking. And it included an option that would allow underwriters to sell more shares that should happen in the next couple of days. So GM set to raise $23 billion, so that makes it the biggest ever. It's interesting. What does it mean? Is GM good for America? In this case, this is a better scenario, I think, for some people anyway, because the American taxpayer was one who got it in the crawl the last time around with the too big to fail stuff with the banks, and then of course with the automaker too. And this way there's some give back on this. So the government's stake in GM drops to 33%. That's from 61% if all the available shares are sold. The success of that IPO, that was great news for, I think, an administration that desperately has needed some, because they are failing miserably in the economics department, you know, with and I was one of the critics for bailing GM out. This turns it, makes it a little bit more favorable, and it helps the automaker shed its nickname, Government Motors. How many jokes were made about that? And the stock will begin trading, actually, on Thursday on the New York and Toronto exchanges. How about that? Slip me an email on the show, americatonight.net.